Episode number 316.
People need content. They need to use user-generated content to really grow their brand and take it to the next level. I see a lot of people messing up when it comes to content. They overcomplicate it. They spend all this money. But in all reality, they don't need to do that. They can just get on the phone. They can send a video. They can send some products to some of their friends, and they can get started that way.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, folks. You know your boy's fired up, ready to bring you the fuego that you need in your day. But today, I think you're going to be inspired, guys, because we are on the line with a 19-year-old who is making big moves, not only in the marketing, but running a business, guys. And we're going to share his experience, but really inspired by anyone that hasn't started a business, guys, to know that now's the time. We're bringing you Jared Curry. Jared, are you ready to be real?
Let's do it.
Let's go. My dude has been grinding like most of the greatest entrepreneurs, you know, since an early age. Usually most of us, I always say I didn't even know I was a business owner. I was just selling tree branches to my neighbors. And next thing you know, that is what business is. You customize a tree branch and you put a 49ers thing on it and you sell out of your tree branches you just sold, you know, or you just find things to sell. And next thing you know, you actually have a business. But folks, don't be fooled by his age, folks. He's 19 years old. We said that. But he is currently the CEO of Scope Marketing, and he's overseeing a completely digital, remote digital, guys. As we know, everyone can work from wherever, of marketing, digital marketing geniuses, guys, people that know how to make campaigns happen, especially obviously even with the newer, younger mindset, with the new customers of 18 and 20 and 50, they're eventually going to be 30. They're going to eventually be 40. And so he knows how to market to them, but he's been helping them basically double their, you know, return on investments, guys, quickly and easily, and doing it at scale, my man, because, you know, your business is growing. You talked about that earlier. And at the end of the day, man, shout out to you for one, starting a business, but then tell me about your journey. Did you always have businesses, Jared?
You know what? From a very young age, I remember I was in fifth grade. I had this lead pencil company. We weren't exchanging money or dollars. We were exchanging other higher quality lead pencils. So lower quality lead pencils for better lead pencils. And that was my company. And I had salespeople in my class, and we went from class to class. And I just wanted to create, I made lead and lead pencils basically a currency in my fifth grade class.
Wow. And so then what did you do with that, the pencils? What did you do eventually with the pencils? You resell them somewhere else, or?
Oh man, I can't even remember. I think the end of the school year, I think I just gave them away.
Yeah. But that was the start to understanding of obviously getting people to help work for you too, because that is the challenge of every business owner, guys. Once you get beyond just yourself, is, you know, you need to have a team or contractors or people that can work with you to execute your vision and obviously your clients' goals and visions. And if you're the only person doing that, it can become very you become overwhelmed. Bottom line is, and you struggle tremendously. And the greatest entrepreneurs understand how to scale, guys. They understand how to delegate those tasks. So right now, what you're doing is helping people specifically in their digital marketing. And what kind of clients do you like to work with, Jared? What kind of clients are you guys working with?
Yeah, so unlike other agencies, we didn't want to be the jack of all trades. We wanted to be the master at one. So we niched down and we only work with e-com brands.
E-com.
Whether they be starting out, we have a coaching program for them, or they're big brands and they need us to do it for them. We work with e-com brands of all shapes and sizes.
Let's go. So that is, I mean, it's very important, like you said, to have also a there's many things you can do in this world, guys. And so to have a focus so that when people come to you, they know, okay, we work with e-com brands. It's really easy to understand that. What are some of the concerns or things that they're coming to you right now with these days?
Travis, you know, it's interesting because before I even dive into that, let me share a quick little story. And it's about this wise man, and he faced a group of people who were complaining about the same issues over and over again. So one day, instead of listening to the complaints, he told them a joke. Everyone cracked up, right? Then the man repeated the joke. A few people smiled. Finally, the man repeated the joke a third time. It got stale, Travis. Mm. But this time, no one reacted. No one reacted when he repeated the joke for the third time. Then the man smiled and he said, "You won't laugh at the same joke more than once. So what are you doing from continuing to complain about the same problems? You wouldn't laugh at the same joke more than once. So what are you getting from complaining right. about the same problems?" Right. So a lot of our e-com brands, you know, and a lot of business owners out there, if you're listening, you're probably talking about, "Oh, I can't get more customers. I can't figure out this Facebook stuff." And that's what these e-com brands are saying.
Yep.
You know, "I've tried this agency. I've tried this agency." And then eventually they just stopped. "I've tried marketing," and they right. stopped. And like, "I'm not doing this."
Right.
Guess what? A year has gone by. They haven't grown their revenue. They haven't moved the needle forward. So what they do is they come to us and we actually get them results because we have a blog hawk system. We guarantee results for e-com brands. And that's when they stop complaining and they actually start taking action.
And so how do you guarantee them results, my dude? I like this. I like this. How do you get them and guarantee them results? I'm sure anyone that's listening that has an e-com brand is like, "Let's go, baby. Let's go."
Yeah. So over the years, we just work with so many e-com brands that we kind of understand. I have my own e-com brand myself. So we practice what we preach. We run ads for ourselves. We spend about $15,000 a month minimum on Bam! Ads. So we do know what we're talking about, and I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. And essentially, we just test a lot of stuff with my own e-com brand. I'm like the guinea pig.
Right.
So we know what works.
Right. That's the key thing, I think, is to have your own test projects. I know that's what we did when we first started our social business. We created a couple of cat pages and funny pages to kind of test, and those pages have evolved into big communities on social from us. And it's basically a training page, guys, for us to train the team. If a new team member comes on, we have them posting cool, funny cat videos and things like that. And obviously it's the starting grounds of how to schedule posts on Facebook, how to comment back to people and learn. And like you said, with you, everything is a test, guys, in digital marketing. It's so true. And I think that the point that you made is that they stop. And you never can stop, guys. You got to just constantly pivot and move. But if someone was to just like want to, you know, pique their interest right now, what is something they could do right now? What is something they could do maybe right now to maybe just move a dial a little bit more in their e-com brand?
100%. So for a few quick things is content. People need content. They need to use user-generated content to really grow their brand and take it to the next level. I see a lot of people messing up. When it comes to content, they overcomplicate it. They spend all this money. But in all reality, they don't need to do that. They can just get on the phone. They can send a video. They can send some products to some of their friends, and they can get started that way.
Yeah. I think that's a real point in that we all have these beautiful 4K iPhone devices here, guys, that literally can change the game in video productions. Not like we had to back in the day, you had to have some big camera crew and everything. And so what you said is very important, Jared, is get your product to people and let them share and capture their experiences with it and then use that as kind of some of your marketing. Is that what you're saying? And some of your content on social, et cetera, so that people don't feel like it's all gimmicky and it's all high-end photo shoots. Because be real, guys, we all can see through that. We've all seen the perfect taco and then get our taco at Taco Bell and it's all crunched up and it's all messed up. What the hell is that perfect taco I see on the screen there, man? What the hell is that thing? Because this thing doesn't look like that. I just ordered, but I don't know. So it's the same thing in marketing. And I think that's where our new generation realizes that having these real stories that aren't necessarily completely photoshopped, right, aren't completely cleaned up to, or in my opinion, let's just be real, they're scripted, guys. They're telling you exactly, they're writing the script. The doctors down below the pharmaceutical ad says, "This is not a doctor. He's acting like a doctor. He's not even a doctor, guys. He's just telling you what they want you to say." So the point is, like you were saying, is really, if you have a product and you're struggling and your number one is get it out there. I think most businesses are afraid to do that, dude.
100%. You know what? I was talking to my team about this earlier. Perfection. What is it? Perfection kills progress.
Bam.
Perfection kills progress.
Dude, that's the number one, dude. That's the number one thing. Because people, 100%. And then people get in their minds and think, "Oh, I got this good idea. It's going to be the biggest and big thing. And I can't do it because that's all this thing and overwhelmed and this and that." It's like, dude, you don't even know unless you've tried.
Exactly. And you know what, Travis, it's funny because I've been down there before. And you know, before I even dive into that, let me, I'm going to one quick story. And
yeah,
sorry, I like telling
stories. I love stories. Let's go, baby.
But there's this man, he's walking down the street and he falls into this hole. You know, walls are so steep, so high, he can't get out. This is my favorite story of all time, by the way. Some guy, some random guy walks by and the guy in the hole shouts up, "Hey, you, I'm down in the hole. Can you help me out?" Guy walks on, doesn't do anything, doesn't say anything. Guy in the hole is like, "Oh man, this is horrible. I'm going to be stuck down here forever. I might die." Then the doctor passes by. The guy in the hole shouts up, "Hey doc, I'm down in the hole. Can you help me out?" The doc writes out a prescription, throws it down the hole, moves on. "What am I going to do with a prescription?" the guy in the hole says. Priest comes by. The guy in the hole shouts up, "Father, I'm down in the hole. Can you please help me out?" Priest writes out a prayer, throws it down the hole. Nothing happened. But guess what? His friend walked by. And the guy in the hole said, "Hey, Joe, it's me. I'm down in the hole. Can you help me out?" You know what Joe does? He jumps in the hole. Yeah. Our guy in the hole says, "Are you stupid? Now we're both down here." Yeah. Joe says, "Yeah, but I've been down here before. And yeah. I know the way out." For everyone out there listening, guys, I know the way out. I've been down here before. As a business owner, we get stuck into this mindset that we're overcomplicating everything. We don't want to keep progressing. We don't want to keep innovating. Guys, I've been down here before. I know the way out. You're going to be okay. Yeah. You're going to be okay.
I think it's the most important. Yeah, it's very important, dude. Especially telling that to your friends and the generations below you and above you because of what happened this last 2020.
Yeah.
You know, the "Hey, bro, we're going to be okay. Let's just grind through this shit." You know what I mean? Like, it sucks. You missed your senior year. You all sorts of different things happen to kids. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, but that doesn't change life. You got the next chapter, baby. Let's go. Let's write this thing. You know what I mean? And 100%. So much greatness and abundance in the world that if you believe it, it will come true. It's just a matter of time. And also, you got to put in the grind, guys. There's no easy path to business, success, entrepreneurship, investing, podcasting, whatever you pick and want to do, there's no easy route, dude. I mean, I remember when collecting these autographs back in the day, I literally, as a young kid, would send letters to Joe Montana, Brett Favre, Tiger Woods, Wayne Gretzky, you know, the greats. And I have them on four walls and tons of them. And people would be like, "How the hell did you get all these autographs?" Dude, I would, when people were having fun, I would be finding the addresses on the internet of these people because there was websites that did that. I would be putting together letters. I'd be mailing them. I'd be collecting them. And then when they came back, I'd be opening them and I'd putting them and seal it. And so I collected them and I put in the work to get them. And a lot of it was just labor of letters and sealing envelopes and pasting stamps. It wasn't, I had to give them any money. It was just, they would do it for free if I sent them the letter. And so it's just one of those things. No one wants to put in the work. They just wanted the autograph. They want the Tiger Woods autograph right now. You know what I mean? Because of what has going on with Tiger. They don't want to get put in the work 20 years ago to get that autograph, right? And so I think that's the point in anything, guys. Just know that it's not going to just happen today. It happened on those action steps you took 20 years ago to where you are today. It's just like, bam! And you are doing
100%.
It. And you're doing it real young, dude. So just you in 20 years, it's like beast mode. Watch out. Let's go. I love you, man. I love you for that, dude. That's awesome.
What you just said is like popcorn. One of my mentors, Joel Kaplan, he told me this story one time. And it's not another story, but it's the saying. And it's, you know, it's business is like popcorn. You put popcorn in the microwave and it slowly pops, pop, pop, pop. And eventually over time, once it's in the microwave long enough, it's just pop, 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 pop. And the popcorn starts to pop. For everyone out there listening, guys, business is not a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yes.
Let the popcorn pop.
Yeah. And don't give up, dude. When the shit goes when the shit goes tough and or when something happens, an algorithm change or whatever, you know, you got to pivot, guys. But now, my man, we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Apple. Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube.
Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook.
Facebook. And do you have a new favorite platform on social these days?
I do not. I'm actually personally really not active on social media. I just go in the back end of business.facebook.com, the business manager.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Chicken or steak? And if you're thinking about a good meal,
steak all day.
All
day.
Give
me a filet mignon.
Hey, I'm going to get some filet tonight. That sounds too good on a Friday. Laptop or smartphone?
Laptop.
Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Spotify. Movies or video games?
Video games.
I'm a video gamer. Games. What's your favorite video game right now? I always like to ask.
Rainbow Six Siege. GTA.
Rainbow. Okay.
Rainbow.
That's awesome, bro. It's amazing now to be able to play with all your buddies and stuff too, and things like that.
100%. And you need something community. To de-stress, you know? I used to grind all day, all night, on the weekends. And
right.
I needed
right.
to sit,
too much.
You know, calm down and just relax.
There's a piece to life where you're going to miss your friends if you do just focus on that.
Yeah.
Right. There's that balance in life. It's like, if you spend all your life in the gym, you're going to be ripped, but you're not going to have any other life. If you've spent your whole life just like eating broccoli and vegetables, you've never known the pleasures of having a piece of cheesecake. You know, there's just all these different things in life, and it goes in many ways. That's why there's a piece that says everything in moderation. Right. So it's like everything in moderation, dude. If that's what gives you joy, obviously playing video games 8 hours a day, not healthy. Whatever you feel is success at your end of your day, healthy. Hell yeah. Reading books or listening to books?
Reading.
Stocks?
I want to feel the paper.
Oh, get that paper. And the best thing about books too, guys, is you can either sell it or give it to someone else. I love that part. You can just, hey, man, here's a great book. Here you go. Or give it on social. It's another great 100%. Way to create engagement and create value, and people love it. And hey, I got a gift card in a. I can guarantee you a contest that'll work right now, guys. A gift card to Starbucks, a $10 Starbucks card, and any book in your repertoire of books you've already read, you're gonna get more engagement than you did on any of your last posts this week.
100%. And if you're an e-com brand, give a gift card away. All they have to do to win this is shoot you a testimonial video about your product. Boom.
Boom.
Content.
There you go. Content, baby. Value. Give me that content. Stocks or real estate if you're thinking about a different type of investment.
Real estate.
Okay, cool, man. Oceans or lakes if you're thinking about a vacation?
I would do a lake.
A lake? What's your favorite lake you'd want to go to right now?
That's a good question. I don't know any lakes, actually.
Let's go. We got to get you a lake to go to, man. In a big boat, man. Out here in California, we got lots of lakes, man. And people all tie up and they just have a big old fiesta, man. Back in my Too Tall and Party days, man, we'd be hanging and banging that thing out, man. I'll tell you, we have so much fun on lakes, dude. There's something special about it, dude. Something special. So, my man, when you're waking up in the morning, Jared, you're getting ready for your day. Why do you love being you, Mr. Jared Curry?
That's a beautiful question. You know, there's a reason why everyone's on this planet. And the chances of you being alive right now are so, so slim. And the reason why I love being me personally is because I'm me. There's not much to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know I'm here for a reason. I know I'm here for a purpose. And I'm just going to fulfill that responsibility.
And I can tell you, you're someone that you're willing to put in the work, dude. And I think that's the thing. And I can see from you, you're a confident soul, bro. You're a confident soul. You don't have to swag out too much. You don't have to boast too much. Just keep working, keep grinding, keep learning, because you're still young. Let's just be real. There's people that are 50 years old out there. I'm about to be 40, you know, in a few months at the end of the year here. But the point is, dude, you're grinding, bro. And that's such a beautiful thing. And to have the story and to be recording on podcast shows and hopping on the Hell Be Real show at 300 plus episodes with amongst hitters, dude, amongst, you know, big time hitters, is a big deal, dude. So that says something to who you are. But then most importantly, I can already feel just a confident soul, bro. Keep staying humble, confident, you know, provide that gratitude to life, because that wins always, dude, always, versus animosity, hate, spite, ego, things like that.
100%.
Do you think I'll ever retire from entrepreneurship?
I don't think I'll ever retire. I'm addicted.
You gotta be, bro.
It's an addiction.
Keeps your brain going too, man. Well, as you get older, the thing about entrepreneurship than corporate is you get kind of tired of working there for 40 years. But as you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're addicted to a new idea. You know, you find a new idea to come up with. You know, you're always kind of possibly running into something new, whether you've sold your past business. And sometimes you just have a great business and it's just a great business. And it's just been, you know, you're just excited to come to Berkshire Hathaway for Warren Buffett or whatever. So the point is, you're absolutely right, dude. I think you keep your brain active, and entrepreneurship is unlike working for corporate. You can change. You can decide this 10 years I did this and then I run a different type of business. You know, I sold this business and now I'm doing something different. And I was telling my dad, some of the most successful entrepreneurs, Jared, that I've interviewed on this show. Okay. Just like I interviewed Rob Goh, of dope. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he just bought a $5 million Mickey Mantle card. The dude is figured things out in life, right? And the beauty of gentlemen like him is that they find a way to get the intellectual property of a brand. They find a way to grow that brand, and they find a way to exit that brand and get paid in a quick time. And it's a beautiful thing, dude, because unlike my father, who's like, hey, I got a great accounting business. I'm going to keep working this thing. And his business has grown tremendously over the years on a month basis, like unbelievable compared to where he started. But he's never exited, right? And so, and those businesses sometimes are hard to exit, Jared, you know, because it's a service and people count on you, you know? So, but one of the most beautiful things, Jared, that I've ever learned is that exit, baby, and how to take that exit, dude. Do you have a routine on your day, how to get going?
I used to have a routine, and to be honest with you, I kind of fell off of it. And yeah, the reason was I felt like I kept repeating things over and over again. A routine is great when you need to develop discipline.
Right.
But then I think once you develop discipline, there's other ways to maintain that discipline. And you kind of want to get off of routine. And it's this study that was done. You were actually more creative without a routine sometimes.
Right. Absolutely.
Because you're not stuck in one box. Totally. So I don't anymore. I definitely go to the gym every day. I like to read at least once a day. but no, I don't have a set routine anymore.
That's good, dude. Everyone's different, right? So everyone's motivated. Some people wake up and just start making their bed and they start doing everything. And so I always say everyone's different, but you're absolutely right. The creativity that comes from not having a complete – and if you know how to basically motivate yourself, because that's what entrepreneurship is, baby, is waking up and motivating yourself to get that thing done. Has there been a skill you're trying to master right now?
Right now, I'm trying to actually understand real estate investing.
Bam! That's the biggest thing. Well, I'll give you a tip, bro. Just wait a little bit. Wait a little bit, dude. Let me tell you. Wait. I mean, okay, it depends on how much money you got. But in my opinion, the market is going to soften across the board. Okay.
I agree.
Stay confident, stay learning, and find your deals, and even do paper deals where you're just like, because my buddies are big into this business. I've got a lot of buddies in this industry. I'm about to interview some big time hitters in mortgage. But you can do paper deals where you're just doing it on paper. You know, you're not losing anything. You're just kind of learning. That's a great way, he said. But right now, he said, just keep things tight, because you just don't know. You know, and every market is going to be different, but things are going to soften, dude. They're going to soften. But real estate is a breadwinner, brother. All the greatest 100%. Things in life are bread. And one of my favorite clients would always tell me, I got 18 families going to work for me every day and paying me their mortgage, because he had about 18 houses at that time that were fully paid off. And he owned a separate, obviously, his own business, but he had 18 families going to work for him, you know, to pay the mortgages on these houses. And so, and if you can imagine it, Jared, them being all paid off, I mean, holy shit, let's talk about some dough flow off on that one. Oh man. Do you have a favorite app on your phone or a tool that helps you get your business and the team and coordinate and everything?
Slack,
baby. One of the best all tools. Day. And you guys can still invest in Slack right now, man. It's a good company, man. Good company. If you could sit down to a filet mignon dinner with anyone in the world, who you want to sit down with today? Who you want to come to you?
The man, the myth, the legend. Besides you, of course, Travis. Robert Kiyosaki.
Bam! Robert Kiyosaki! Man, rich dad, poor dad. And obviously, you know, just tons of wealth and knowledge and has a hard edge. I always like to say has a hard edge because he's not going to bullshit you, and at the end of the day, he's got his own strategy, right? So there's a million strategies in the world, but his is pretty smart, dude. I mean, if you look at all his things he's talked about for the years and years and years, pretty freaking smart, dude. One of the smartest guys out there, and helping a lot of young entrepreneurs in their finances too, and some of his missions and stuff. So I love that about him, man. Has there been a book that has changed your life, or a book maybe you reread, Jared, you kind of keep at your soul?
I'm a Robert fanatic, so I have to go with Rich Dad Poor Dad. Absolutely changed my life.
Book, dude. That's an incredible book, dude. I think 100%. It's one of those books you got to keep rereading. And, you know, now he's all big on, you know, there's many different things to do, but obviously we're just printing this money like it's going out of style. So
I'm a precious metals and precious Bitcoin metals, fanatic.
Bitcoin, baby, and give me some crypto and give me some, you know, and even stocks too will do well too, because it depends on which stocks. But you know, they're gonna, anything that's an acid related is gonna continue to go up if you're just
praying. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just get out of fiat.
Absolutely. And honestly, this is my strategy, guys. Pay off your credit card first. Okay. Number one thing people don't forget, in my opinion, in my truthful opinion, just my entrepreneurial story, is when the market hit in 2009 and I lost a shit ton of my house property values and blah, blah, blah. And I had credit card debt. It was so much harder than if I had that happen to me now with no credit card debt, or at least I'm paying my payments and I'm not over leveraged myself, you know? So yep. Instead of even investing on anything else first, guys, just remember, if you're out of credit card debt, then everything from there, it's good, man. Buy anything you want, but buy it as if you can in cash, or at least pay the payment off. Because I'm telling you guys, if you're paying 19 to 20% in credit cards interest, you are literally eating away your returns on some of your other stuff. Now, there's a lot of strategies. I'm not going to tell everybody the wrong thing, right and wrong thing. I'm telling you guys my story is that when the crunch time happened to me and I was leveraged up in the wazoo, it took me from 2009 to 2013 to really get that momentum back. And then it was insane, dude. And, but you're absolutely right. It's because I put money in other things. I got into the things that, you know, have gone up over time and worked my ass off, dude, and worked my ass off just like you are, brother. And I just, like I said, again, bro, I can already feel your soul and energy interviewing 300 people. I already have a lot of different, you know, souls cross my path. But bro, you got tons of abundance in your future, man, and tons of blessings even in the days and future right in front of you. Where's your favorite place to hang out online?
Online.
Or people to find more about the business, more importantly, actually. So let's talk about that so we can put that in the show notes. We'll put that in the show notes.
100%. So first off, I'm just a normal person. So if you want to reach out to me, you can follow me on Instagram at official Jared, J-A-R-E-D, Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. Go ahead, give me a follow. Shoot me a message. Be more than happy to connect. If you want to learn more, you can always go to scope, S-C-O-P-E, 16.com.
And we'll definitely put both of those in the show notes, my dude. Like I said, bro, legend, bro. Keep the hard work up. The humble attitude, behavior, everything. I love that, dude. And honestly, just inspiring. The message you're saying, the stories. Keep telling that to the generations around you because we need that, bro. We need more people like you. And I believe in people like you, bro. You've been hanging out, guys, with a legend in the game at 19 years old, Jared Curry and Travis Tutalenhuff. We want to thank you again for your time today. And let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Do you want to get featured on podcasts, guys? You can be a guest. And that's right. You have a story, and the people, the good folks at I Love Podcasts, that's ILUVpodcasts.com. Do that every single day. This is a new company, guys, in the space of podcast agency. And they realize a lot of the people in the space are just, it's just a commodity and it does, they don't care. And these folks care. And I literally love Candy and the team at I Love Podcasts, and they are doing it right for their customers. So you guys can be a guest on a show. ILovePodcast.com. That's ILUVPodcast.com. Let's go.